Okay, so the committee is has put together some pretty common sense recommendations. They start with the most paramount thing, and that is making sure that safety for people working on the wharf is number one. It then goes to environment and making sure that the regulatory framework makes sure that our environment's protected. Thirdly, then it goes on to price and access. So this was the main point of consternation for most people around this lease model of the port,
yep.
Particularly where we're looking at the cattle industry. They don't need a bigger imposting cost. So we're looking at ways of making sure that if there are price increases, that they are managed in an acceptable way. Over time, prices, I'm sure, will go up in line with CPI, and anything above that really needs to be monitored. So the
how will that be monitored to make sure there are no pricing disputes?
Two ways. First of all, the Utilities Commission will be looking at that as a part of monitoring the price. And second of all, we're trying to build into the regulatory framework, and one of our recommendations was about dispute resolution. So should an issue arise, we need to be able to have those disputes heard and managed in an acceptable time frame and in an acceptable manner. So that's where we're going with that, a few different ways of making sure that we can get the right regulatory framework in terms of price.
In regards to possible foreign ownership, what's the recommendation?
So we're recommending that at least part of it remain in the hands of an Australian entity. To make sure that that there's not net loss overseas. That needs to be weighed up and balanced along with the ability to generate business. So a good international company that's responsible, that knows what they're doing, that can generate business, would probably create a better outcome for Territorians than would somebody who happens to be Australian but has a much worse deal. So
yeah.
These things need to be put in balance. But certainly we've made a recommendation in there that it shouldn't be all foreign-owned.
As mentioned, I'll put all full 18 recommendations up on our website. Just from here, Nathan Barrett, what happens next?
So these recommendations, I believe that the government is going to accept these recommendations, that they're going to amend the port bill to make sure that these recommendations are taken into consideration. All of them will be, I believe, accepted. And so we should see the ability to move ahead with the lease there. Now, that doesn't mean the lease is necessarily going to go ahead next week. It means that now that the ability is there, a lot more consultation needs to be done and a lot more work needs to be done around making sure that we bring people of the Northern Territory on this journey with us.
Mm.
Whether we go ahead with it or not, it needs to be done now the right way.
You've mentioned on the show before that there's a lot of interest, potentially up to 30 companies with their hand up to take on the lease. How soon could we see a new manager of the Darwin Port?
The question of that is around the politics of it. If it's the right thing to do and if the right partner came up in the expression of interest process, that would need to be managed to make sure, again, that people are brought on that journey. So I'm not the one that's going to be making that decision because I'm just the port committee guy. But so we've made the recommendations that were within our terms of reference to do. But I would hope that the government would take baby steps and do this in a methodical way and make sure that people are brought on the journey with them, particularly if, yes, a lease is going to happen, is the way we go.